In this bulletin, a number of Russian banks to be banned from the global payment system SWIFT. 7 people dead as flooding impacts Queensland and New South Wales. And in sport, the Russian owner of the Chelsea Football Club hands all power to the team's charitable foundation. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has urged people to stay away from flood waters as the death toll from floods reaches 7. 6 people died in the state following what authorities called a completely unpredictable extreme rain event, with a year's worth of rain falling over 24 hours. A man has also died in New South Wales on the central coast after his Land Cruiser was carried away in floodwaters. Ms. Palaszczuk urged people to take precautions.
But I don't want to see any more deaths, so please, please, if you do not have to be out today, just stay at home. Because this water is unrelenting at the moment.
The Bureau of Meteorology says the flood risk will continue throughout Sunday and will begin to ease off from tomorrow. The United States, Britain, Europe and Canada have moved to block Russia's access to the SWIFT international payment system as part of extended sanctions over Russia's assault against Ukraine. A select number of Russian banks will be excluded from the SWIFT system and restrictions placed on the Russian central bank's international reserves. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says the measures aim to cripple Russia's financial ability to wage war.
We will stop Putin from using his war chest. We will paralyze the assets of Russia's central bank, and they will have an severely eroding impact on his economy. Putin embarked on a path aiming to destroy Ukraine, but what he's also doing, in fact, is destroying the future of his own country.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has offered the state's assistance to the federal government to take in Ukrainian refugees. In a letter to the Prime Minister, Mr. Perrottet called for visas to be made available for those fleeing Ukraine, over and above the 13,750 humanitarian places for this current financial year. The Premier says the strong local Ukrainian community would welcome any new arrivals with open arms. A further 24 COVID-19 deaths have been recorded across Australia, with 17 in Victoria and 7 in New South Wales. Victoria reported 5,052 new cases of the virus, with 274 people in hospital. The latest figures come days after the state eased indoor mask wearing and working from home rules. Victorians are being warned of possible cases of Japanese encephalitis in the state after several animals were treated for the virus in the past month. There are no confirmed cases of the Japanese strain of the virus in Victorian patients yet. However, evidence of the strain has been found in pigs in New South Wales near the Victorian border, as well as in southern Queensland. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the disease can be very serious and even life-threatening. He urged people with symptoms such as the sudden onset of fever, headache and vomiting to see a doctor immediately. Japan's Coast Guard says North Korea has fired what could be a ballistic missile. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff also reported North Korea had fired at least one unidentified projectile eastward. The launch comes less than a fortnight ahead of a pivotal March 9 presidential election in South Korea, amid fears by some in South Korea that North Korea may push ahead with missile development while international attention is focused on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And in sport, the Russian owner of English football club Chelsea has given trustees of the London side's charitable foundation stewardship of the Premier League club. Roman Abramovich and Chelsea did not reveal why the decision was made. Several Russian individuals and entities have been put under sanctions by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson after the invasion of Ukraine. Mr. Abramovich is one of Russia's richest people and believed to be close to Russian President Vladimir Putin. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, cloud clearing 34 degrees, Adelaide partly cloudy 32, Melbourne partly cloudy 27, Hobart possible shower 22, Canberra showers 24, the same for Wollongong 23, similar conditions in Sydney 23, Newcastle showers 24, Brisbane, rain, possible heavy falls, 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 36. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 29 degrees. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.